Narration for Pavitropana Ekadashi. Shri Yudhishthir Maharaj said, O Madhusudana, O killer of the Madhu demon, please be merciful to me and describe to me the Ekadashi that occurs during the light fortnight of the month of Shravan, during July-August. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna replied, Yes, O King, I shall happily narrate its glories to you. For just by hearing about this sacred Ekadashi, one attains the merit of performing a horse sacrifice. At the dawn of Dwapar Yuga, there lived a king by the name of Mahijita, who ruled the kingdom of Mahishmatipuri. Because he had no son, his entire kingdom seemed utterly cheerless to him. A married man who has no son gains no happiness in this life or the next. The Sanskrit word for son is putra. Pu is the name of a particular hell and tra means to deliver. Thus the word putra means a person who delivers one from the hell named Pu. Therefore, every married man should produce at least one son and train him properly. Then the father will be delivered from a hellish condition of life. But this injunction does not apply to the serious devotee of Lord Vishnu or Krishna, for the Lord becomes their son, father and mother. Furthermore, Chanakya Pandit says, Satyam mata pita jananam dharmo bhrata daya sakha santahi patni kshama putraha sadate mama vandhava. Truth is my mother, knowledge is my father, my occupational duty is my brother, kindness is my friend, tranquility is my wife, and forgiveness is my son. These six are my family members. Among the 26 leading qualities of a devotee of the Lord, forgiveness is the topmost. Therefore, devotees should make an extra endeavor to develop this quality. Here, Chanakya says, Forgiveness is my son, and thus a devotee of the Lord, even though he may be on the path of renunciation, may observe this Ekadashi and pray to attain this kind of son. For a long time, this king tried very hard to obtain an heir to his throne, but to no avail. Seeing his years advancing ever onwards, King Mahijita became increasingly anxious. One day, he told an assembly of his advisers, I have committed no sin in this life, and there is no ill-gotten wealth in my treasury. I have never usurped the offerings to the demigods or brahmanas. When I waged war and conquered kingdoms, I followed the rules and regulations of the military art, and I have protected my subjects as if they were my own children. I punished even my own relatives if they broke the law, and if my enemy was gentle and religious, I even welcomed them. O twice-born souls, although I am a religious and faithful follower of the Vedic standards, still my home is without a son. Kindly tell me the reason for this. Hearing this, the king's brahmanas' advisers discussed the subject among themselves, and with the aim of benefiting the king, they visited the various ashrams of the great sages. At last, they came upon a sage who were austere, pure and self-satisfied, and who was strictly observing a vow of fasting. His senses were completely under control, and he had conquered his anger, and he was expert at performing his occupational duty. Indeed, this great sage was expert in all the conclusions of the Vedas, and he had extended his lifespan to that of Lord Brahma himself. His name was Lomash Rishi, and he knew past, present, and future. After each kalpa passed, one hair would fall out of his body. one kalpa or 12 hours of Brahma equals 4,320,000,000 years. All the king's Brahmana advisors very happily approached him one by one to offer their humble respects. Captivated by this great soul, King Mahijita's advisors offered obeisances to him and said very respectfully, "Only because of our good great fortune, O sage, have we been able to see you." Lomish Rishi saw them bowing down to him and replied, "Kindly let me know why you have come here. Why are you praising me? I must do all I can to solve your problems. For sages like me have only one interest, to help others. Do not doubt this." Lomash Rishi had all good qualities because he was a devotee of the Lord. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Verse 12, "In one who has unflinching devotional service to Krishna, all the good qualities of Krishna and demigods are consistently manifest. However, he who has no devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no good qualifications, because he is engaged by mental concoction in material existence, which is the external feature of the Lord." King's representatives said, "We have come to you, O exalted sage, to ask for your help in solving a very serious problem. O sage, you are like Lord Brahma. Indeed, there is no better sage in the entire world. Our king Mahijita is without a son, and though he has sustained and protected us as if we were his own sons, seeing him so unhappy on account of being sonless, we have become very sad, O sage, and therefore we have entered the forest to perform severe austerities. By our good fortune, we happen to see you. Everyone's desire and activities become successful just by your darshan. Thus, we humbly ask you to tell us how our kind king can obtain a son." Hearing their sincere plea, Lomash Rishi absorbed himself in deep meditation for a moment and at once understood the king's previous life. Then he said, "Your ruler was a merchant in his past life, and feeling his wealth insufficient, he committed sinful deeds. He travelled to many villages to trade his goods. Once, at noon on the day after Ekadashi, that comes during the light fortnight of the month of Chaste, Trivikrama, during the month of May and June, he became thirsty while travelling from place to place. He came upon a beautiful pond on the outskirts of a village, but just as he was about to drink at the pond, a cow arrived there with her newborn calf. These two creatures were also very thirsty because of the heat, but when the cow and calf started to drink, the merchant rudely shoved them aside and selfishly slaked his own thirst. This offense against a cow and her calf has resulted in your king's being without a son now. But the good deeds he performed in his previous life have given him rulership over an undisturbed kingdom." Hearing this, the king's advisors replied, "O renowned Rishi, we have heard that the Vedas say one can nullify the effects of one's past sins by acquiring merit. Be so kind as to give us some instructions by which our king's sin can be destroyed. Please give him your mercy so that a prince will take birth in his family." Lomish Rishi said, "There is an Ekadashi called Putrada Ekadashi, which comes during the light fortnight of the month of Shravan. On this day, all of you, including your king, should fast and stay awake all night, strictly following the rules and regulations. Then you should give the king whatever merit you gain by this fast. If you follow these instructions of mine, he will surely be blessed with a fine son." All the king's advisers became very pleased to hear these words from Lomish Rishi, and they offered him their grateful obeisances. Then, their eyes bright with happiness, they returned home. When the month of Shravana arrived, the king's advisers remembered the advice of Lomish Rishi, and under their direction, all the citizens of Mahishmati Puri, as well as the king, fasted on Ekadashi. And on the next day, Dwadashi, the citizens dutifully offered their accrued merit to him. By the strength of all this merit, the queen became pregnant and eventually gave birth to a most beautiful son. "O Yudhishthir," Lord Krishna concluded, "the Ekadashi that comes during the light fortnight of the month of Shravan has thus rightfully become famous as Putrida, or the bestower of a son. Whoever desires happiness in this world and the next should certainly fast from all grains and leguminous on this holy day. Indeed, whoever simply hears the glories of Putrida Ekadashi becomes completely free of all sins, is blessed with a good son, and surely ascends to heaven after death." Thus ends the narration of the glories of Shravan Shukla Ekadashi or Putrida Ekadashi from the Bhavishya Purana. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desiree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.